State Representative Barb Byram. She represents Onondaga. Barb, how are you?
I'm doing good. I have 3/4 cup of coffee in my system, so I'm raring to go.
Well, I haven't seen you since I helped one of my son's classes come down and get a little tour of the floor. I think the kids really like that.
My soul, that's one of the most fun things I do as a legislator is bring third graders, fourth graders, you know, our youth onto the House floor and talk to them about going to college, because I expect them to go to college, and becoming a legislator, because our future is there, and we just have to feed it and nourish it, and we'll have a good future.
We're going to be a doctor or a lawyer in my house. We're going to stay away from politics.
And support you in the lifestyle in which you desire.
Now, how about this, Barb? I'm going to tie you with Anthony Weiner. He wasn't the only one who had a big press conference yesterday. The House Dems called out Republicans about rushing redistricting. Talk about that.
Well, we did. Last Friday, we received a letter from the House Republicans asking us to submit maps today at noon. And so we received a week notice, and they indicated that they, too, will be submitting maps today. Yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon, it was actually enrolled. They submitted legislation which will act as a vehicle bill. There's nothing in it. It's pretty much hollow, but it's called a shell bill, and that's what they'll use. They have submitted notice for a committee meeting on Tuesday. Right now, it's for the congressional maps, but they could easily amend that notice and add the House and Senate maps to that agenda. So I am very concerned that they're going to rush it through, and they have told us that they want to get redistricting done by the end of the month. That's not much time to talk about redistricting. I really thought we could work together and come up with a fair redistricting plan.
Well, I've heard Republicans tell me that, hey, when the Democrats had the majority, they would do the same thing. It's almost a ritual of tradition, if you will, to reorganize the lines to the favoring House. How would you respond to that?
Democrats have never had control during redistricting, ever.
Right, but if you look at the historical nature of people doing this across the country, whether it's for congressional districts or state representative or state senate districts, it's kind of the way it is, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure about the other states. It should not be that way. We should have a plan introduced, a map introduced, and then take the summer to go around the state and get public input on the plan. That's the right thing to do. You know, these maps have far-reaching implications, not just for the next 10 years. I mean, this is very important and will shape our state, and we need to make sure that everyone is properly represented. It shouldn't be legislators choosing their constituents. It should be citizens choosing their legislator.
So, Barb, what's the next phase and how you're going to handle this?
Well, we're still working on a map. We hope to be able to submit a map to the clerk today. We have not had enough time to work on maps. So we are still frantically drawing lines and working on the map. We want a fair map, and that's what I hope we end up with. But when we're moving this fast, it's very concerning that we're not going to get a fair map for our state.
It's interesting when you see some of the plans for these redistricting challenges. Some of the lines can be kind of like squiggly and long. You don't see the blocks that you would expect to see focusing around the higher percentage of the amounts of people in those districts.
Right. Well, population has shifted, did shift dramatically in our state. And so that's why it's so important to redraw those lines. It's imperative that we redraw the lines, but we must be fair in drawing those lines, and we must involve the public, not just behind the door, closed door meetings drawing lines. The public needs to be involved.
Barb, what's your take on the bridge? Do we need another bridge from Detroit to Windsor? Will you support that?
I am inclined to support it. I think our agricultural industry would benefit tremendously with an additional bridge. I would like to learn more about the agreement our governor was able to make to fund that bridge. But our agricultural industry needs the bridge. Many of our industries need it. But what this could do to agriculture would put us at a competitive advantage and put our farmers and our producers at a competitive advantage. And I think that would be worth it.
Matt Maroon, whose family owns the Ambassador Bridge, says that his bridge and the tunnel over to Windsor, Canada, have seen a 30% drop in traffic, that there is no need for a bridge.
That is what he is claiming. Yes, it is.
Okay, do you agree with that?
I need to see more studies and understand his claims better and where he's coming from.
Should state government be involved in the building and running of a bridge?
I think when we have an opportunity to increase trade with Canada and other countries, especially for our agricultural industry, we need to seriously look at that opportunity, because what something like this could potentially do is put our farmers and our producers in an excellent position to be a powerhouse and to have a competitive advantage. And I'm looking forward to helping our agricultural industry in that regard.
So you're saying yes, that state government should be, if it's going to help agriculture.
I'm saying we need to take a serious look at it.
All right, and I want to get your take on the budget process. The funding to schools has not been where especially Democratic members think. What do you think about how the budget process has gone so far?
You know, it's funny you asked me about the budget process, because we were just talking about redistricting, and it's interesting to me that we've spent approximately 6 months talking about feral swine. There's legislation introduced to allow the hunting of feral swine in our state. 6 months talking about feral swine, less than 2 weeks to talk about our state budget. And it's going to be probably less than a week to talk about redistricting. I mean, where are the priorities of this administration?
So you're saying that pigs shouldn't be at the top of the agenda.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
All right, Barb, I always like talking with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.